this is training camp, you know, so this is going to be a competitive camp, and there's really no, you know, the expectations are always high, and I think they're high for any football team going into training camp, and everyone has the same goal in mind. So, you know, for us, we're just going to come out here, work hard, try to string, you know, a lot of good days together and just prepare ourselves for the season.
It's great, you know, another player that can help our offense and also make the defense better. So, glad to have him on my team.
It's a lot of good receivers, you know. You know, they make me better, and I'm trying to make them better. We're just trying to compete against each other and, you know, have a good day.
Yeah, we got some guys on there that, you know, are, you know, ready and willing to compete. And, you know, that's great because, you know, in training camp, that's kind of what you want. You want a lot of guys out there that are, you know, working together, competing hard and making plays. And at the end of the day, you know, we just have to go out there and do our jobs, and, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Like I said, the hardest thing is picking up the playbook and learning my teammates' names and putting names and faces. I played against him for 10 years, but a lot of times you don't see the guy behind the face mask. And so that's the main thing I'm trying to focus on right now, learn names and pick the playbook as fast as I can.
Every single vet from Hightower to Shea McClennan to Rob to everybody who if you ask a question, them guys freely help you. I mean, even Gino helps me out. Like, it's everybody helps everybody.
I'm trying to learn from guys like Hightower who play the position for a high level for a long time, and try to pick people's brains because I am kind of late picking up things, so try to make it as fast as possible and get on the same page.
I'm picking brains in the film room, and I'm really watching out here, you know. Bullets are flying, it's going so fast that you don't have a ton of time to have a conversation about stuff. But, you know, the guys will chime in, and that's the really cool environment here, is that there's no selfish guys. You know, D.A., Chris Hogan, I mean, they're you know, hey, watch yourself on this. It's really in passing. You wouldn't notice watching from the sideline, but they're coaching guys up, which is really cool.
Just everything. Just the win culture, the high standard. It's just, this is the place to be.